Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Seductive Abduction. This file will take you away somewhat unwillingly, or perhaps unexpectedly, from an otherwise completely innocent place. To begin, I'll have to sketch some of the outlines here as you listen and feel the scene building. Lunch, the middle of the day, a busy time sometimes, where you are visiting a nice new place to enjoy some tasty food. The place is nicely decorated, with small tables sitting mostly back to back, so there's all kinds of conversations rolling around. One of the interesting things is not the food, but rather what you hear around you, what you see. Not everyone likes to admit that it can be a lot of fun to watch people and to listen to random conversations, wondering what is happening in their lives, while your mind is simply drifting a little. However, some conversations are more interesting than others. There's like some strange words behind you, some sentences that really strike you as odd. And then her will was completely lost. The more she listened, the more she fell under my spell, and each and every waking moment was no more then another chance for her to fall under my spell. And I haven't even told you about what I've done to the other one. When he was listening, if possible, he fell even deeper than her. It was almost like they listened to me in the middle of the day and, well, just sort of fell under my spell. Their eyes glazed over, their mouth sort of half open in an unrelated thought, and keep focusing on my words. There's just something unique about taking someone's mind in an unexpected manner in an innocent place. There's something beautiful about having someone perhaps unintentionally drifting so completely into trance that they don't even notice. And the more they don't notice, the more easy it becomes to fall into that state where they can't help themselves. Needless to say, I had a lot of fun with both of them. It even became sort of a contest. The deeper she fell, the more deep he wanted to go. And the more they listened to my voice, the more they challenged each other to surrender even deeper. It was like their mind was completely switching gears from their normal behavior into a state where a few words from my voice, such a recognizable, unique tone, completely blanked their mind. It was quite the adventure, and you will never guess what I did to them after I took them. Oh yes, while it all started in an innocent place, all I had to do was reach out my hand and they willingly grabbed it, allowing me to lead them wherever, however I wanted. To them, it was the most natural thing to do, to simply listen in rapt attention to my words and to look into my eyes, as you slowly realize that I've sat opposite of you on the same table, even though your mind barely registers it. Because this story is no longer about them. It is about you. How much your mind is enjoying this slow, delicious, drifting state into nothingness. And in fact, it would feel so good to just let yourself go, wouldn't it? It's so tempting to give in and just let me do the talking while you do the listening, the following, the surrender into sweet sensations. It's quite seductive to let this happen, this unique feeling of being surprised in an unexpected place where things just happen, people just meet. And as I joined you at your table, you didn't even really notice. Because it's much nicer to just find yourself drifty and unfocused. Maybe a deep, deep part of your mind has a small inkling of feeling that this is unusual, that this might be unexpected, and yet the idea of listening more, the concept of giving in is so enticing, isn't it? Perhaps you don't even notice your own knots, how your body gives in completely automatically. And there's very little to go on as well. You are so focused on my voice and my eyes. You don't even know what the rest looks like right now. Because all that matters is to listen, to follow, to surrender to my gaze and my words, to know your place and your worth as you deliciously drift in this place, sitting down, unsure if you're eyes are open or closed. Maybe both. And I wonder, do you want to follow me even deeper? Do you desire to feel how deep this rabbit hole goes? As you sit here, there's a limit to what we can do. Of course, there's always the possibility of joining me wherever I go, simply following without thought, maybe not even remembering. Just imagine how crazy it would be to listen to a random conversation in a public place and to find yourself giving in so deeply, so completely, that you willingly follow, happy to submit. Of course, you're not one of these people that would do this. You are a strong, independent person. person to realize that all of this is all just a fantasy, a dream. And in dreams you can do whatever you want, can't you? In dreams, when a mysterious gentleman just takes your mind away with wanting words that weave themselves around your mind, when those flutters in your thoughts fill themselves with fantasies of giving in even deeper, the only choice is to follow this gentleman somewhere else. That would be a really good idea. And you'd like that, wouldn't you? Right now, you'd like nothing more than to leave all of this behind and to simply go even deeper into surrender. I can't even begin to guess how good your body must be feeling right now, with that wonderful blankness covering your thoughts, allowing yourself to feel your body at its most natural. Only your unconscious is required to follow me wherever I'd like to take you. It's an adventure where I can take your mind even further as you do what I say. Slowly, you mildly remember your body standing up for me, still looking into my eyes. As you follow this gentleman somewhere new, your body follows without even thinking. Step by step, you leave behind the world that you knew and enter a completely new place where anything and everything is possible, where the impossible is only a description for the fantasies that you haven't yet experienced. You follow me, and in a moment this file will end, and if my voice follows, you will keep following me deeper and deeper. Otherwise, you'll awaken back where you started, confused and, well, a bit fuzzy on what just happened. But that's the right thing when you come out of a dream, isn't it? You often forget exactly what it was about. I wonder how deep the dream will allow you to drift. Have fun.